I can tell you exactly where the fuck it all went south. That dumb bitch Belinda and her comically over-exaggerated sneezes. Sneaking around in a town absolutely swarming with Zeds, and she lets out this ear-splitting sneeze and doesn't even think she did anything wrong. It took angry stares from the rest of the team to make her realize what a shitstorm she'd just brewed up for us all. One look out the window was all it took to know that this crew was done. They started moving furniture to block windows and doors. Not me. This wouldn't be the first time I never saw a team again. I quietly clambered out of a window on the shady side of the house. Once the gunfire erupted, I started to make my way back towards the edge of town. I was surprised by two Zeds behind a burned-out ambulance. Why hadn't they been drawn towards the rapid strings of gunfire? Dunno. I could have easily dealt with them, but making a ruckus of my own would have just drawn more towards me at that point. And blades weren't really my thing. Too easy to get bit. I figured I could just outpace them. But I committed a goddamn rookie mistake. I had been keeping an eye on the devil I knew and could handle, and not on what pack of devils might be lurking around the next corner. I backed past the edge of a building and immediately knew it was a mistake. There was a horde of at least 50 of those fuckers already inbound on those sorry sons of bitches trapped in the house. Except these were my problem now. No more reason for subtlety. Click. Full auto. I cut loose, going for the easier center of mass shots that are only slightly less effective than the one to the dome. But still, for every 10 I put down, another group of 5 or more joined from some alley or building. This was looking bad. Real fucking bad. Ran the rifle dry. Still had at least 30 plus closing in. I switched my Glock, but only 3 mags. No time for precision, but still had to make every round count. I think I got the herd to less than 2 dozen, but was well into my last mag. I couldn't fight anymore. My only option left was flight, no matter the risk. I turned and ran for it. My fucking luck. Another rookie mistake. Was I actively trying to get myself killed? 5 paces in, I actually bothered to look where I was going. An alley. No side exits and a fence at the end. No problem, I figured. I could be over that fence in... Fuck! Razor wire. Death. Sure, maybe I could have sliced myself to ribbons and made it over. Even if, afterwards, I got out of the town, by some miracle, all I had to look forward to is a slow death from infection or tetanus. I jogged to a stop and pulled my mag. 1 round left, plus 1 in the chamber. Well, better than being eaten alive, right? I wish I could say that it'd been fun, but hold on. I noticed there were only 2 women in the whole group. My mind seized on a wild fucking idea. I shot the first, an elderly black woman, last round. This was crazy. But then I'd always been an all-or-nothing kind of gal. I put down the blonde bimbo with half a face. Pistol was empty now. Just me, them, and a few million years of male instinct. This was so insane, it just might fucking work. I unslung the rifle. Dime a dozen. Tossed it. I holstered the pistol, though. We'd been through a lot together. Next up, my tank top, followed immediately by my sports bra. If I have ever learned one thing during my time on this earth, it's that for men, sex beats everything. Work, sleep, eating. I was betting my life on that last part. These things bled when you shot or cut them, so I assumed the equipment could still work. Was gonna find out in a few seconds. Already, I had noticed a difference, however. Their pace had slowed. Their guttural growls had lost their savage edge and taken on an absurd quizzical tone. I tried to work the crowd a little. Come on, fellas. Who wants some of this? And how about you, baby? I'll suck you so hard you'll remember what it's like to be alive. I targeted the closest. A 1-armed McDonald's clerk. Dead less than a month from the look of it. Not too bad considering. Some of those fuckers were in bad shape, though. Figured I'd cross that bridge when I got to it. I started working his belt and had it undone 3 seconds flat. I confess I've had a lot of practice in getting them open from this side. His hand had grabbed my left breast. Typical. I had his pants down in a flash, and thank the Lord, his soldier was standing at attention. I sank to my knees. It was time to put my money where my mouth was. Or was that the other way around? There wasn't any more time for thinking. I had to act fast. Fast, fast, fast. The next group could be right around the corner. Hell, I wasn't even sure what would happen once I finished this fella off. But I had a hunch. I just hoped there wasn't a gay guy in the crowd. Now they were surrounding me, their hands reaching out. Not to tear or kill, but to grope and rub. Instead of meat on a platter for a horde of undead cannibals, I was essentially a stripper at a frat party. Not sure which is worse off, honestly. Pants were coming off. Cocks were getting hard. My God, were some of them jacking off? I thanked my lucky stars that bukkake had been around long enough to enter the male cultural consciousness. This was going to make my job so much easier. I sucked and slurped, my head bobbing at a frantic pace. I took 2 others, one in each hand, and started to pump. I saw more, hovering over me and my peripheral, stroking. MGD was close. I could feel what was left of his musculature tensing up. This was going to be the moment of truth. I brought my hand back to finish him. I'm not normally shy about swallowing, but, well, fucking zombies, man! With a loud and distinctively human-like moan, he came hard. Guess it had been a while for him. And he took a few steps to the side and tumbled to the ground. Oh my God, it worked! He was spent and obviously hadn't slept a wink since his death. Now he was out like a light. The more things change, the more they stay the same. But couldn't really dwell on my little victory. He was immediately replaced by another. One down and, oh, something like 20 more to go. I'm not sure how long I was down there. Sometimes it felt like hours, other times like just a few minutes. All I know is that I worked that group like no other had been worked before. They could add a new chapter to the Kama fucking Sutra with the techniques that I embedded on the fly. I could personally handle 4 at a time with some fast handwork. I think I remember one in an armpit at some point. Others were actually taking care of themselves. My head was a blur that would have impressed the hell out of a woodpecker. My fists were pumping fast enough to put John Henry and the steam engine to shame. I was soon covered head to toe in disgusting zombie spunk, but not a single drop in my mouth. At last, I came out of my trance, and there was a pile of Zeds in a circle all around me. All were exhausted, unconscious. I looked back towards the alley entrance, already planning my escape, and holy fuck, boss fight. He was the last man standing, but God, what a man. I don't know what he was before, probably a pro wrestler of some sort. At least 6.5 feet tall, built and hung like a fucking horse. He was obviously wise to the program, judging by his state. And I swear on a stack of Bibles, he was grinning. Bastard. Okay. I took a deep breath and wiped my face as clean as I could. I figured some goading might get this over with a little quicker. So I hit him with, "Come on, bad boy, bring that thing and let me drain those big blue balls." He grunted in response. I continued, "I'm gonna fuck that cock with my throat until you're lying here with the rest of these sorry sacks of shit. Now get over here and get that dick in my face." That did it. He ran. Ran. The brute grabbed 2 fistfuls of hair and plunged into my open and eager mouth. Now, let me tell you, I was the goddamn deep throat queen of Delta Sigma Lambda back in the day. But I never had to contend with anything like this. I took as much of him as I could, and my hand stroked the rest. I had been tired, but a new adrenaline dump had me working that beast like a machine. He thrust hard and deep and found a gag reflex I thought I'd lost. It was a real challenge. I even got my tits in on the action. At long last, I could tell he was getting close. But there was a problem. He had me hard by the hair, and he was pumping like a runaway freight train. And I really, really didn't want to have gone through all that, only to get infected this way. I tried to pull back, push away. But he was just too strong, too determined. I braced myself for what came next. It was like someone turned on a goddamn fire hose. Fuck, my mouth was flooded. He kept coming. My cheeks were swelling. He kept coming. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Must not swallow. But with a single spasmodic thrust, my fight was lost. He gagged me. Again. I choked, sputtered, and swallowed. At last, he released me, and I yanked my head back. What felt like half a gallon of cum erupted from my mouth. I coughed and wheezed, dizzy. Big Boy hit the ground with a thud that I felt through the pavement. Quickly, I jammed my hand as far down my throat as I could, just barely enough to force myself to vomit. I felt sick, but not for what just happened. I felt sick for what I now feared would happen in about a day's time from now. Was I infected? Well, it was a moot point unless I got out of there. I gathered my things quickly, quietly, and snuck out of town much more cautiously. I noted that there was no more gunfire back in the direction of the house. They were likely all dead. I never saw them again at any rate. Fucking Belinda! And so, some days later, not a single symptom had shown. I'll be damned if I didn't blow my way through a 2 dozen strong zombie horde and live to tell about it. That tactic always remained my ace in the hole, and I had to use it in 2 more occasions, but never on such a scale. You know, I was damn tempted to head back into town later and try to capture that big one, but reason won over lust in the end. Now, I always keep an eye out for that next big thing.